Jesus, Jesus in Greek. Jesus is a transliteration of the Hebrew Yeshua. It is an Aramaic rendering of the name Yehoshua or Joshua. We pronounce the first letter as a hard consonant, J, because of our Germanic roots. All this to say that Jesus is the same name as Joshua. And Joshua means the Lord is salvation, Yehoshua, or Yahweh delivers. You will remember that Joshua was one of the 12 who delivered God's people out of the wilderness into the promised land. One of 12 spies sent to spy it out, but only two to return, including Joshua, that believed that God would indeed deliver his people. Moses raises up Joshua because he is faithful, and he trusts him to bring his people into their ancestral and promised home. Joshua commanded with a sword, but also with a sound mind and with a faithful heart. He was the kind of general that led from the front lines and was the first to enter battle. If Joshua had a heavenly counterpart, it would be the archangel Michael. Joshua led God's people through war with flesh and blood. Michael leads the heavenly host in the strength of the blood of the Lamb, which we're told in Revelation. Maybe that's why God chose the angels to send the message to Joseph to name him Jesus. The angels have always known what it is to go into the battle in the strength of Yehoshua. The Lord is salvation. Yahweh, the one who delivers. It should remind us that even before this child was conceived, before the eternal Son of God took on humanity in the womb of his mother, the Virgin Mary, he bore the name of the one who delivers, the Lord, Yahweh, the one who casts out the devil from heaven, the demons, and casts ultimately all evil into the eternal lake of fire. This is the one who brings final deliverance. And so the angel tells Joseph, his father, to name him Jesus. And so Joseph names his son when fathers would officially name their son in that day, at circumcision. 8 days later, after his birth, and 8 days later for all Hebrew boy children, they would receive the mark of a true child of God through a cutting off of their flesh, and they would receive their name. The eternal Son of God clothed himself in humanity in the strong name of Jesus. And he spilled his first drop of blood in his circumcision in the mighty name of Jesus. He delivers us still through his body and blood. Since the beginning, it has always been so. And so Scripture calls us to pray in the name of Jesus, trusting in the strength of that name. Scripture calls us to confront sin in the name of Jesus, to battle our demons in the mighty name of Jesus, to greet one another in the name of Jesus, and to serve one another, even a cold cup of water, in the name of Jesus. Scripture says, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. There is no salvation in anyone else, Scripture says, "For there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved." And again, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongue confess that he is Lord, both in heaven and under the earth. Each time we hear the name of Jesus, we ought to pause thoughtfully. We should reflect in the strength of his name, Jesus. His name authenticates. His name empowers. His name delivers. His name adopts. His name transforms lives eternally. And his name carries the full weight of the kingdom over which he reigns. Just as the Word made flesh receives the name Jesus at conception and at circumcision, so we receive his name, the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, at our new birth, at baptism. There is a continuity of the way God delivers. We are christened and reborn royal daughters and sons. We are full and true citizens of the kingdom of Yehoshua, Jesus, our King, our brother, our co-heir, the Lord, who is our salvation. Jesus' name of wondrous love, name all other names above, unto which must every knee bow in deep humility. Jesus' name of priceless worth to the fallen of the earth, for the promise that he gave, Jesus shall his people save. Jesus' name of wondrous love, name all other names above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.